Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the HR Habano Corona. Cigar is 5-inch by 42 ring gauge. Comes out of the La Corona factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano 2000. Binder is from Jalapa, and the filler is Nicaraguan. This is blended by Hirochi Rubena and Omar Gonzalez Alaman. Price point is $9.95, and the cigar was released in July of 2016. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
It was very good. I thought the wrapper was really attractive. Medium brown wrapper, leaving trace of oil on my fingertips. You could also see a bunch of like minor sized tooth all over the wrapper as well. So always a good sign to see some toothy in the center wrapper. Veins well pressed, seems tight. Cigar provides a even give with no soft spots. Head finish off with a really nicely applied triple cap. When I smell the wrapper, I got a pungent amount of cedar and white pepper. Smelling the enclosed foot, strong white pepper, cedar, mixed nuts, cold draw, white pepper on the palate and on the lips, and an airy dry wood coming through. So overall, very good.
Yeah, the wrapper was medium brown with some darker marbling on it. A few raised veins that were visible, but they seemed to add a little bit of character to the cigar. Seams were nearly invisible as they blend in well with the various shades of brown. Head is finished off with a well-applied quadruple cap. Foot is covered with excess wrapper that's folded over. Band is the standard HR band. Aroma for the wrapper was a mix of leather and very faint hay. Foot, although covered, it gave it just a very faint hay with no leather to it. Pre-light draw was snug, kind of with that close foot, but I did get a very light hay note to it. So in regards to flavor, what was your experience like?
First thirst immediately starts off with the really powerful amount of flavors, with really intense white pepper and a spicy cedar. Also a good amount of toastiness coming through and a rich roasted oniness. Retroling the cigar, overpowering amount of white pepper and spicy cedar. Finish fairly short, with namely a lingering soft dry wood and a hint of baking spices coming through. Strength quickly ramps from medium to medium full, about just like an inch into the cigar, and body at a consistent medium. Moving on to the second third, the profile started kind of settling down. It's not as spiked as it was within the first third. So with that said, it gave a better balanced formula of that same white pepper, less spicy cedar, toast, and roasted nuttiness. The intensity of the spice, though, you could still get it off the retro in addition to that spicy cedar. Finish lengthens with the same lingering soft dry wood. Also picks up a relatively spicy cedar as well. Strength of body, still meaningful medium. Move on to the final third. It's essentially a replica of that second third. Mouth draws white pepper, less spicy cedar, toast, roasted nuttiness. Retro still giving that strong white pepper, spicy cedar. Finish medium in length with lingering soft cream wood, but loses out on that spicy cedar that I was getting from the second third. And strength finish out meaningful as well as the body at medium.
Yeah, initial draws brought a nice mix of creamy leather and cinnamon. As I got kind of beyond that excess wrapper at the foot, some wood joined in the profile of creamy leather and cinnamon. Half an inch in, cinnamon morphs into a black pepper that's kind of supporting a supporting note in the background while the creamy wood and leather was up front. 3/4 inch in, the leather leaves the profile and the pepper becomes a bit fuller and also has a really long finish to it. Retrohale is really just a solid wood note. As the third came to a close, that pepper faded into the background again while the creamy wood remained up front, and strength was just slightly above the medium mark. In the second third, the cream dialed back some while that pepper was very faint, and the wood is prominent up front. Retrohale contends with the, just continues on with that wood note. 1/4 inch in, wood gains a slight char while the cream and the pepper were still sticking around in the background. At an inch in, a little bit of baking spice joined the wood note, and the pepper had left, but the slight cream remained there. As the third came to a close, the char picked up some while that baking spice was in the background, and the strength was just slightly above medium again. Getting to the final third, baking spice ramps up again to become even with the charred wood. Quarter inch in, a little bit of bitterness entered. It kind of pushes the baking spice out. And then at an inch in, the bitterness drops back a little bit, leaving the, you know, the baking spice be noticed again. Retrohale, kind of slightly charred charred wood note at that point. And then as the cigar came to a close, the charred wood up front, some bitterness and baking spice in the background, and the strength had bumped up to be at medium full. So performance-wise for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
The burn was great. Only downside is slight firing on the ashes. But other than that, the burn was really cool. Almost razor sharp burn line. Solid self-tap ashes of inch and a half increments. No complaints. And part of the cigar, actually, I was smoking when I was watering some plants. And dude, the ash just off the first third, it just will not tap off. Like,
yeah.
Really good ash. Anyways, draw, really good. It was very good. Fairly tight until I cut it to that, down to that last cap. But, you know, no big deal. No major complaints.
Yeah, the burn was just slightly wavy, but it never caused any trouble. Ashes held on 3/4 inch increments for me, so it was, you know, really very good. In regards to the draw, it was slightly snug in the first third and got a little tighter in the second third and kind of as it progressed on. But I don't feel like it caused any issues with the flavor, so it was just kind of a, you know, a preference type thing. So I rated it good. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
This cigar wasn't what I was expecting, and the reason I say that is because within people that I know that I've, you know, trust their palates on, they've had not this particular Vitola, but overall, all I hear are, you know, cigar being on the more like a balanced, nuanced side. Some folks that like the stronger cigars, they tell me they don't like it because they felt like, you know, what was conceived as a nuance and balance for my palate, they can, you know, they perceive it as being tasteless. So I didn't think it was like that at all. I thought the cigar was quite a bit of a powerhouse. I mean, not like full tilt powerhouse, but like pretty up there. Especially, you know, in the beginning where it was just like really spiked, but thankfully it settled down. You know, so with that said, my palate likes more the nuance and balance. So I want to try out the other siblings of the of this Habano and see what it's like.
Yeah, the cigar had some nice transitions from the beginning, kind of when it started with the, you know, the abundance of wrapper and then got into the regular smoking experience. Things fell off a little bit in the final third, but for those that like a, you know, slightly above medium strength level with kind of a wood, pepper, and baking spice profile, you know, this is definitely a good cigar to check out. Construction was pretty good on it, so that's always a, you know, a plus. I still think this is the line that shines for HR. I like it the best. I still like some other Vitolas. I like this better than the Blue and the Claro. Those are also, you know, those are very good cigars, but I think this is the line that really is the bread and butter for them. So, you know, I have no problem smoking more of these cigars. I like smoking the other Vitolas and things like that, but this is, you know, a pretty good offering. So getting the scores, I give it a 6.47. You gave it a 6.67. So how do you think that matches up with your experience?
Matches up well. I mean, the story of this one is average starting profile, transforming into a good profile with good construction. And, you know, that mid-ish sixes sounds reasonable.
Yeah, same thing for me. Flavor-wise, we, you know, on par is different. You know, the scores are in different thirds. Draw was just, you know, slightly lower than for me. Otherwise, that's the only difference between you and I. So just a slight construction issue. But I agree with you. Mid-sixes is, you know, good score for this. You know, I would say probably the Corona isn't the one I would go to in the line. But I still think it's a very good offering. You know, this is probably a little more strength in this one than some of the larger ring gauge Vitolas. So, but definitely, you know, one to check out. If you like a little bit more strength, this is probably the Vitola in the line to go for. Any other final thoughts from you?
I agree with you on this one being by far like the flagship of the HR offerings. So if you like stronger stuff, go with this one. I mean, if you like, you know, less strong, go with the other Vitolas. Granted, I haven't smoked it, but, you know, many people say, like, especially like a Sublime size is a lot more nuanced. So.
Right. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but I'll check out the full written review on the website, developingpilots.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.